Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Let's have a quiet time with God. Be the first thing you do as you wake up. After listening to Turning Point audio and engaging in whatever prophetic action we may be asked to take, do a short Bible study from Turning Point Devotional Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Read the day's portion and pray the day's prayer. If you subscribe to it, it shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Friday, the 28th day in June 2024. Please open your hand to receive what God has sent our way today. Be responding with amen, I receive it. This shall not just be another weekend for you and your family. It shall be a weekend with a difference, a weekend of milk and honey, a weekend of good news and divine visitation from God Almighty. Let's do this. Pull your right ear gently and say, my ears, get ready to receive good news. Yes, say it again. My ears, get ready to hear good news. This weekend, you will have divine encounter. All those that may be traveling this weekend, receive journey mercies. If you are traveling in your own car, please check your tires very well and some other vital part of the vehicle that needed to be checked. Your fan belts, your radiator, your battery, etc. If you drive such cars, that's what I'm receiving in my spirit. Somebody needs to check the vehicle very well and put things in order. Don't travel in worn out bad tires. Those traveling in commercial vehicles, on train, in tube, on air, on water, anoint yourself, prophesy divine covering, take your mantle along, not for fear, but for faith, provocation, and prophetic action. Your journey shall be stress and trouble free. Say amen. I am hearing, turn around, change, change. Lay your hand on your body as I pray this prayer. There shall be a divine turnaround for increase, for support, for favor, and for supply. There shall be a change that will put you in charge. Say amen. Remove your hand. Then who is this? Your promotion at work has been long overdue, but it's not forthcoming. You have stayed too long on that same post, in that same office, and on that same salary. No, 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 no. That is changing soon. God will touch the heart of those that must act in your favor for your promotion to come. Protocols are hereby broken to make sure you are promoted. It is happening soon. Let's have your testimony when it happens and do a thanksgiving seat to God. When you thank God for what he has done, you commit him to do more. All listeners, open your hand again and let me say this. God will do more for you and more for your family and more for your children. Psalm 115 verse 14 says, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. I say, I claim it. Yes, let somebody say, I receive it. This month will end well for you. God shall give you pleasant surprises to enter the new month. Say amen, amen. June 28th, celebrant, your birthday prayers. I speak over your life. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You shall live a productive long life. You will live long and fulfill your purpose. Say amen, I receive it. Happy birthday. Now let's get into answering questions and talking to life situations. Please listen, learn, and apply. Good day, Pastor. I desire a deep, sincere answer to this question. Is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 a promise or an oath by the Holy Ghost? Is it the reward of obedience or is this commandment selective? Wow. Matthew 6, 33 is a continuation of Jesus' teaching from verse 31. In fact, read the whole of Matthew chapter 6. It is the mantra that every believer should live by. Jesus was saying there, if you seek first the kingdom of God devotedly and committedly, instead of struggling for the material things that the people of the world are struggling for, God said he will add it to you. Therefore, all other good things of life will come. Make God your priority. He said he will add all other things. You won't struggle, compromise your faith, or cut corners for the good things of life. God himself said he will add them to you. So let all of us live by Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 mantra. Let it be our standard of life. So it is not just a promise, it's an assurance. Next, good afternoon, sir. Is speaking in tongue an evidence that the Holy Spirit dwells in a believer's life? And if so, explain Romans chapter 8 verse 11 with the clause if in the scripture above mentioned. Thank you, sir. Wow. Speaking in an unknown tongue, in prayers, thanksgiving, and worship to God, is praying from our spirit by the Holy Spirit of God, bypassing our brain chamber or our thinking faculty, but using our vocal cord or our voices to do the praying. See 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. Paul the Apostle said, if I speak in tongue, my spirit is the one praying. My understanding is unfruitful. In other words, the speech is not from my mind or from my intellectual setting. Every believer that is genuinely born again has the Spirit of God in him or her already to direct, to teach, and to make us understanding God's word the more. Speaking in tongue is not what makes us a Christian, but it is a gift to every Christian to help us pray more effectively, since it is effortless. We don't struggle for words or to form tenses, since we ourselves do not understand what is coming out of our mouth. It is all the act of the Holy Spirit. If you are born again, you have the Spirit of God in you already. Now, by faith, let the Spirit of God in you, incubating on your own renewed spirit, start speaking out to God in prayers and in praise. It will take writing a whole book to explain this phenomenon. But I once or twice taught us about the Holy Ghost baptism with evidence of speaking in tongues on this platform, and actually led listeners to speak in tongues, and many people did, and sent in testimonies. Can someone remind us of the dates? Romans 8:11 is straightforward. The word "but if" also is a continuation of the discourse from Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Let's try to read the Bible in context, not just using one verse to explain the rest. Read the Bible in context, the meaning will be clearer the more. Next, greetings, sir. What is your counsel on a wife cheating on her spouse, though I have not caught her in the very act? But her recent attitudes are suggestive that something is fishing somewhere. Wow, no, that is suspicion. Don't suspect her. It is not good for the marriage that we endure. She is your wife. Sit down together and have a deep heart-to-heart conversation. Tell her your suspicion, your fears, and your feeling. Then listen to her. Establish a family prayer altar where you meet together to pray. Get her to also become a TPGF member if she's not already receiving this daily ministration. I prophesy, the devil will not destroy your marriage. Give her the benefit of doubt. Please discuss it and stop suspecting her. Next, Daddy, concerning the man planning to give up his good job in Nigeria to come to USA, your counsel is correct. Sir, I have been in U.S. now for 29 years. One of my neighbors have been here 5 years before me without the correct papers. Despite the marriage contract, they still did not give him the green card. Now he is living a miserable life in Atlanta. Tell the man not to throw away his good life in Nigeria. There's absolutely nothing here if you are not a legitimate resident in USA or abroad. Another person on that same counsel, for the person that is doing well in Nigeria but wants to travel to do a contract marriage in the U.S., please, for God's sake, never leave what you are doing that is giving you money to an unknown place. Abroad is not the way people are hearing of it. I am living here, and I can tell you that life is not easy here, except you want to be working 24/7, and it will be a meager job with heavy taxes. Also, the woman you are coming to marry will use you as a slave because women have upper hands here. There are so many Nigerians here that can't come visit home due to shame and nothing to show. Please ask the Holy Ghost to direct you. Wow, one more. There are so many people that responded to this issue. Since some of Someone said, Nigeria is a blessed country, but with bad leadership. Let's pray for God to give us good leaders, that we make use of all the beautiful things God has blessed Nigeria with. Wow, you said it all. Nigeria's main problem is bad, selfish, corrupt, and incompetent leaders. I also know that there are many Nigerians that are living abroad that are not suffering. Many Nigerians abroad are doing well, but going there on an arranged marriage is filled with dangers, and as I said before, is an ungodly act. If you have your correct papers and you are also a professional, you will get good job abroad and you will live well. Right? We will do more tomorrow, and I'm sure we are blessed by this sharing. Rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Now, I am back from my short trip to UK, so join us later today for our live broadcast on our social media platforms from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Henceforth, it shall be just for 1 hour, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. Tomorrow is our communion service online. Prepare your communion element this evening to be taken after receiving turning point ministration tomorrow. Month has ended, so if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the seed of 6666 we are doing this month, do so as soon as you receive your pay. In July, we shall start doing 67777. Titers and seesawers with God never get stranded. God fights their battles. God rebuke devourers for their sake. Be a faithful, devoted, happy, and passionate tither, and sow the seed we preach, we teach, and we believe in this TPJ family. Treat God and his kingdom work with topmost priority, and see what God will do in your life. I prophesy to everyone's life, receive abundant mercy. Receive God's kindness and power. Go out, receive miracle, come back with testimony. None of your things will go wrong. Forward ever, backward never. The Lord bless you abundantly. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer, truly blessed. Bye.